Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
We are proud to continue the dreams and desires of the Voice of Joy Radio Ministry, created by founder Pastor Yolanda McClure Black, and now featuring the renowned American author Don S. McClure as the special host of the broadcast. So join us every Saturday for one whole hour starting at 3:30. You can dial and listen from anywhere across the globe from either of our guest call-in numbers, 760-259-2720 or 1-888-342-0407, or by clicking our website's on-air button, www.thevoiceofjoyonline.net. And don't forget, we are the Voice of Joy Online, where the message is in the words, music, and praise.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure, in his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meets and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens, and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Sunshine, nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels
God.
Today's a new day. But tell me, where are my blue skies?
Where is that love, y'all?
Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
The truth is,
I almost gave up.
Ghost power, y'all.
Fell from heaven like a shower down.
Now I know we've been hurt, y'all, but still,
I smile.
Come on.
Even though I hurt, see, I smile.
Y'all feel that?
I know God is working, so I smile. Even though I've been here for a while,
still,
I smile.
Hallelujah. Whatever you're in right now.
Smile for me.
Smile.
Can you just smile for me?
And my people say,
oh, 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 oh. Feeling so much better when you're oh, oh.
Look in the mirror. Always remember. Come on.
I almost gave up.
But that Holy Ghost power, y'all, came down from heaven. Hardship, difficulty, tears, storms. This is what I do. Oh, that feels good.
I know God is working, so I smile.
All things are working.
Even though I've been here for a while,
still,
I smile.
Hallelujah.
You know how to look up when you've been down.
I know it's hard right now.
Sure would hate to see you give up now.
Because you're a winner.
You look so much better when you smile.
You look better. You to be happy, but then you gotta have something happen. I want you to have joy, cause can't nobody take that from you. I see you. Smile. The truth can hurt you, or the truth can change you. What will truth do to you?
I just wanna be happy, but if I keep on doing the things that keep on bringing me pain, there's no one else I can blame. If I'm not happy, wasted time, but now I can see the biggest enemy, it was me. So I'm not happy, cry yourself to sleep, shout and raise your hands. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
Preach.
If you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out the way. Don't get stuck in how you feel. Say Jesus takes the wheel. He knows the road that you need to take.
But it only works if look at yourself and say,
don't you wanna be happy?
Yeah.
I just wanna be happy. But if I keep on giving my heart for people to tear apart, the healing will never start. So I can be happy.
Yes, Lord.
Will I ever be happy? Cry yourself to sleep. Shout it.
Every praise, every praise, You feel that nothing changed. Say! Use of me waking up anyway.
Childish things, my life was church and all it brings. I'd always hear the old folks sing, he's never failed me yet. I heard this phrase and I trusted so that one day I would come to know the truth in which these words do hold. He's never failed me yet. With years of life came tests and trials, and nights when tears replaced the smile. Though God was right there all the while, my soul was not at rest. But I lived to tell that I made it through. So instead of singing about the blues, I bring you news to encourage you. He's never failed me.
We are proud to continue the dreams and desires of the Voice of Joy Radio Ministry, created by founder Pastor Yolanda McClure Black, and now featuring the renowned American author Don S. McClure as the special host of the broadcast. So join us every Saturday for one whole hour starting at 3:30. You can dial and listen from anywhere across the globe from either of our guest call-in numbers, 760-259-2720 or 1-888-342-0407, or by clicking our website's on-air button, www.thevoiceofjoyonline.net. And don't forget, we are the Voice of Joy Online, where the message is in the words, music, and praise.
Good afternoon, Saturday, and I want to welcome all of you to the Voice of Joy Online. This is an hour filled with praise, worship, music, and words. And now we're featuring Pastor Donald Letcher Jr. from Memphis, Tennessee.
Thank you, Don. I am Pastor Donald Letcher Jr., Pastor Moody Chapel Christian Methodist Episcopal Church, located in Memphis, Tennessee, 1608 South Cooper Street, Memphis, Tennessee, 38114. I greet you with Jesus' joy this afternoon. And this afternoon's meditation comes from Isaiah, the first chapter, verse 7 through 20, and a very familiar text. And some of you might be too young, but some of you older members might remember the Tonight Show, where Johnny Carson used to be the host. And that was before they had Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Kimmel. But back in the day, Johnny Carson used to always have a comedian named Joan Rivers on as one of his guests. And one of her trademark sayings to the audience was, "Can we talk?" And thus, this afternoon, I want to ask the question, can we talk? I know it's been some time since Hurricane Katrina and Hurricane Irene damaged our southern shores. And I know it's only been about 2.5 years since the beginning of COVID-19 or the coronavirus. And we know it's not even over today, because many of us still have friends and relatives who were affected by the hurricanes in New Orleans. And many have known or know someone who's been affected by this virus called COVID-19. But so many of us still have vivid memories of those loved ones affected by COVID-19. And as mutants, as members of the body of Christ, we come to know and understand that all kinds of storms will come into our lives. We know that sometimes in life we'll face unstable and contrary winds. But as believers in God, we need to know that those storms will stop. The winds will cease. The dark clouds will roll away. We know that our miseries will be replaced by new mercies. We know that because we know that God is faithful and God is still in control, that God is speaking to us this morning. So can we talk? We know it's not, it's impolite or rude to listen in on other people's conversations, but if you will, as we examine the text, let us eavesdrop on a conversation between God and the people of Israel. Now, just from listening, if we didn't know any better, if we didn't have a connection with God, we might think that they were in the middle of an argument because between God and people of Israel. And so as we peer into the text, it seems that Israel was having a problem with God, and Isaiah was having a vision from God about the sins of Israel and Judah. You see, during this time, the nation of Israel was divided into two kingdoms. They were divided family. Anybody know what happens in a divided family or divided church? Let me help you. There's bound to be some friction. There's bound to be some trouble. There's bound to be some dissension. You see, Israel was in a northern kingdom and Judah was in a southern kingdom. And if we were bringing it closer home, some people might be on the south side of Chicago. Some might be on the west side. Somebody might be in South Memphis. Somebody might be in North Memphis. But there's going to be some friction there. You see, Israel has sinned against God, and Judah was heading in the same direction. Some of us are heading in the same direction of evil, because they were disregarding those. They were oppressing people. They were turning from God and turning to their idols, and they were dependent upon other nations. They're not depending upon God. And we just need to know that some bad things can happen when we stop depending on God, start depending upon idols. I mean, when are we going to get enough sense to realize that one day God is going to get tired of us not doing as he commands us to do? When are we going to realize that the wages of sin are death? When are you going to realize that hell is just as real as heaven is? Can we talk? When we look at the world today, we look at the situations in our homes and in our churches and in our communities. When we look at our own lives and our relationship with God, do we see ourselves in the same condition as Israel? Where Isaiah tells us that Israel is desolate and about to collapse. The cities have been torched, but the fields have been laid to waste and stripped by outsiders of all they can do because they've been disobedient. All they can do because they've been put up on idols. All they can do because they've turned their backs on God and sit around and watch. And as hard as it was to see those pictures on television in New Orleans and those Gulf Coast during those hurricanes, as hard as it is for to deal with the viruses among us, all we can do is watch. But there's good news, just as in New Orleans and the Gulf Coast, just as with COVID-19, as well as in Israel, there's good news, as recorded in verse 9, that unless God had allowed a few survivors to make it through, if God had not allowed a remnant to remain, then the whole nation of Israel would be completely destroyed like Sodom and Gomorrah. And I imagine some of the people of Israel, some of the people in their desolate, deplorable, distressed, and dejected condition would take issue with God. Some of us may have asked why the God of our forefathers and God of our faith has forsaken him. Why has God reneged on his promise to bless the children of Abraham? Why has God abandoned them? Some of us, when our lives are in what seems like shambles, some of us, when storms of life come our way, some of us, when we think we've been forsaken, some of us may even ask God why. But then God gives them an answer and says, I'm not impressed with your position, with your money. When all the time you keep on sinning and sinning, like many of us make those traditional sacrifices that Lynn and other times still unfaithful to God in our hearts. See, they didn't feel sorry for their sins. They kept on offering sacrifices for forgiveness, and we sometimes play with God. See, he knows us. Our God knows my heart. But God, at some point, will get tired. It's time for us to remove sin from our lives. Only then that he will be pleased. Because he told Israel, you got blood on your hands. And what he's looking for is compassion. What he's looking for is social justice. What he's looking for is love from those who've been left behind. Have you looked at your hands lately? What do you see? What does God see? He says, I won't honor your sacrifices until you do what is right. I won't honor your sacrifices until you're justice for all. I won't honor you until you straighten up and fly right. So go ahead and wash yourself. Go up and clean your act up and say no to wrong and say yes to right. Because God is fed up with folks not doing what he requires. And you think that at any given moment, God would have just put an end to this conversation. But haven't we been taught not to question things? Haven't we not been taught not to question our teachers? Haven't we not been taught to not question those in authority? Haven't taught that an open dialogue between a child and a parent is taboo? Haven't we been taught that an honest debate and questions have no place within the sacred rules and confines of our own denomination or faith? Haven't we been taught? I don't know about you, but I know about God. I know that with my God, I can talk, and when I talk, my God listens. And when I talk to my God, it's not just a divine monologue. When I talk to my God, it's a divine and human dialogue. My God says, come, and now let us reason together. Come, now let us talk this thing out. Let's talk things over. My God says, I know you have some questions. I've got some answers. I know you've got some roadblocks, but I've got some new directions. I know you've got some problems, but I've got some possibilities. I know you've got some sorrows, but I've got some joy. My God said, be yourself. Because I know who you are. My God says, be real because I know your heart. So get it off your chest and come now. And let's reason together. How can we expect to be real with others if we can't be real with God? God says it's an open invitation. He says, I will listen to what you say even if it's not part of my divine plan. I will listen to what you say, even if it's not my will for your life. I may not agree with you, but I will listen. So we must learn to be better listeners than we are today. If we want people to talk to us and be honest up front with us, then we can't dictate what they have to say to us. And if you wonder why folks won't talk to us, it's probably because they know we won't listen to them. If you wonder why people won't be honest with you, because they don't want our scorn. They don't want our holier-than-thou attitudes. They don't want to be judged. And if we really want people to talk to us, we may be willing to hear some things that we may not want to hear. If we really want to have a relationship with others and with God, then we have to listen. Because when there's no listening, there's no love. So can we talk? Can we talk? God bless you and keep you is my prayer. God, thank you for reminding us that you're speaking to us just like you spoke to Israel. And we wonder why the world is in the condition it's in is because we can't sit down and talk to one another. Lord, we ask that you touch our young people today who are killing each other because they can't talk. Help us, Lord, to be better communicators, so that you will not destroy us as you did with Israel. And we have a mindful to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. If this word has touched you and you want to sow a seed into the ministry, you can do so by $MODYMEN. That's $MODYMEN. Until next time we get together, brothers and sisters, may the love of God, the peace of God, rule within your hearts. God bless you.
Don't think for a moment I never felt the pain. You can't imagine the hurt and the shame. They put the nails through my hand, pierced my side, please understand. It wasn't easy, but it was worth it.
proud to continue the dreams and desires of the Voice of Joy Radio Ministry. Created by founder, Pastor Yolanda McClure Black, and now featuring the renowned American author, Don S. McClure, as the special host of the broadcast. So join us every Saturday for one whole hour starting at 3:30. You can dial and listen from anywhere across the globe from either of our guest call-in numbers, 760-259-2720 or 1-888-342-0407, or by clicking our website's on-air button, www.thevoiceofjoyonline.net. And don't forget, we are the Voice of Joy Online, where the message is in the words, music, and praise.